Book, Hunter Biden's Laptop Material is Genuine. By Wendell Hasebo on September 21, 2021. Hunter Biden's laptop material is genuine, including two emails the establishment media attempted to hide during the 2020 election cycle. According to Ben Schreckinger's new book, The Bidens: Inside the First Family's 50-Year Rise to Power. The book reveals evidence that Hunter did receive a 2015 email from an executive of the Ukrainian energy company Burisma, thanking him for the chance to meet Joe Biden, which underscores Joe's direct involvement with Hunter's business schemes. The book's author also believes a 2017 email from the Burisma executive to Hunter is genuine, in which a proposed equity breakdown of a venture with Chinese energy executives includes the line, 10 held by H for the big guy? Politico Playbook also revealed the Swedish government can also match emails in the leaked cache, and two people who corresponded with Hunter Biden confirmed emails from the cache were genuine. In October of 2020, Tony Bobulinski, a serious American businessman, corroborated on Fox News that the 10 held by H email was genuine and referred to a corrupt scheme for Hunter to hold equity in a business endeavor for his father. The White House has not denied the allegations but pointed to a Washington Post article, which connects the dots that confirms Joe Biden's presence at the dinner with Bobulinski. The Washington Post did not confirm the corrupt Burisma executive of the Ukrainian energy company, Vadim Pasherskyy, was at the dinner. But the New York Post reported in May the dinner meeting between the men led to an email Hunter received from Pasherskyy, thanking Hunter for allowing him to meet Joe Biden. Dear Hunter, thank you for inviting me to D.C. and giving an opportunity to meet your father and spent, sick, some time together, Pasherskyy reportedly wrote in 2015. It's realty, sick, an honor and pleasure. During the time of the reported meeting, Burisma was paying Hunter $83,333 a month to sit on its board, the Post reported. The corruption that was originally revealed to American citizens by Hunter's reportedly abandoned laptop is not disputed by Hunter. There could be a laptop out there that was stolen from me, Hunter Biden said in April. It could be that I was hacked. It could be that it was Russian intelligence. It could be that it was stolen from me. Or that there was a laptop stolen from me. Since Hunter's comments, the FBI has collected Hunter's laptop and is reportedly digging through the hard drive's content. It is unknown if the content on the laptop is relevant to an ongoing criminal investigation into Hunter Biden's foreign business dealings, primarily in China. According to CNN, the laptop is also being examined by the IRS for financial issues, including whether he and his associates violated tax laws and money laundering laws. Breitbart News senior contributor Peter Schweitzer told Fox News in December of 2020 that the laptop indicates the Biden family is more like a crime family. In the emails that have come out as well, Hunter Biden is quite explicit. In one particular communication with his daughter, he's basically complaining that he pays half of the entire family's bills. And he includes his mother and father in that and makes reference to Pops, he said. So, the point is, Schweitzer continued, all this enrichment that has been taking place is also flowing to Joe Biden indirectly through his son. But the fact of the matter is, he's still a beneficiary, a direct beneficiary, of these foreign deals. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter @WendellHasebo.